From Daily Headlines, Obama CIA Director admits quiet part out loud. Unlived V. What happened? Former Obama CIA Director John Brennan went on MSNBC Monday and openly confirmed that a legion of professionals inside the DOJ, FBI, and CIA are actively resisting President Trump's agenda, framing career bureaucrats sabotaging the elected president as heroic. Why it matters: Brennan himself is currently the target of a federal grand jury investigation in South Florida over his role in Russiagate, and his admission aired the same day James Comey was hit with a second federal indictment. Bottom line, an unelected former spy chief under criminal investigation just bragged on national television about an organized internal resistance to the sitting president that used to be called sedition. John Brennan went on MSNBC Monday and said the quiet part out loud. Loudly, the former Obama CIA director sat down with host Nicole Wallace on A Mess Now and confirmed what conservatives have been saying for years. There is an organized internal resistance inside the federal government actively working to undermine President Trump, and Brennan is proud of it. Wallace set the table by accusing Trump of turning the DOJ and FBI into political weapons, apparently forgetting that Merrick Garland approved an FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago with deadly force at Biden's request without a word of protest from her. The ones who are refusing to follow politically motivated prosecutions, those who are refusing to support any type of political activities in the part of the Trump administration that are inconsistent with the authorities, the responsibilities of the intelligence community, law enforcement community. Why, and Department of Justice, he continued, so we have to rely on these individuals to stand up to their professional responsibilities and also to courts, to the judges. Translation: unelected career bureaucrats are slow walking, leaking, and stonewalling a president elected by the American people. He and the man who ran the CIA under Barack Obama thinks that is exactly how it should work. She then asked Brennan directly, what still exists in the system to slow that down? Brennan was happy to answer. There's still a legion of professionals in the law enforcement environment, Department of Justice, as well as the CIA and other places, Brennan said. The timing of Brennan's appearance could not have been more tone-deaf. He went on air the same day James Comey was hit with his second federal indictment. He himself remains the target of a federal grand jury investigation in South Florida into his role in the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. CIA Director John Ratcliffe referred both Brennan and Comey for prosecution over the summer. U.S. Attorney Jason Redain Quinones in the Southern District of Florida is handling the case. Brennan has denied wrongdoing. A man under criminal investigation for weaponizing the intelligence community went on television Monday to brag about the intelligence community still being weaponized. The irony was apparently lost on him entirely. Gabbard, Ratcliffe, and Rubio have spent the past year methodically dismantling the infrastructure Brennan is describing. Tulsi Gabbard is currently investigating over 120 foreign biolabs funded by the U.S. government, more than 40 of them in Ukraine. Ratcliffe has been restructuring CIA operations. Rubio has been cleaning up the NSC and State Department. The deep state Brennan is so proud of is getting smaller by the day, but Brennan wanted America to know it is still there. On Monday, he made sure everyone heard him say it.